Where are we getting these tricky questions? I don't know. Well, I love both. Let me give you some words about this. You know, I love kickoff because it's like a start of the new road. It's like a new adventure is started. That's how I'm thinking about kickoff meetings. And I do love daily calls with the teams because it helps me to be closer to the teammates. It helps me to visualize how we're moving through this road, which was kickoffed at the kickoff meeting.
Hello, everyone, and once again, welcome to IT Coffee Break at EPAM Portugal. Make sure to catch up on our conversation with Andrea Lorenzo, where we explored the team spirit and progress of EPAM Portugal for the first year. And my today's co-host is Leonid Yashuk, Senior Project Manager and our technical expert. Hi, Leonid. It's so good you could join us.
Yeah. Hi, Anastasia. Hi, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here. And I hope that our today podcast will be the same interesting as the previous one.
Let's try to do that. So our plan for today is to explore some technical subjects and delve into EPAM's tech focus here in Portugal. Right, Leonid?
Yep. And I hope that my expertise will be, you know, like good enough to highlight some aspects of EPAM technology side of living.
Perfect. But before we jump into that, I have a super quick this or that game for you. And the first question would be tea or coffee?
Definitely tea.
Definitely
but
tea.
But at the morning coffee.
But at the morning coffee. Okay. During the day, tea or it is? And a morning coffee. Okay.
Absolutely.
Number two is a little bit of Portugal flavor. Cold fish or sardines?
Ooh, good question. Well, as far as we are in Portugal, it's sardines, but only between us. I'm not a seafood lover, you know, I'm a meat man, if you know what I mean.
I do. I was prepared for that. And I have another question. So Algarve's beaches or Madeira's landscapes?
Ooh, Madeira's landscapes.
And in Madeira, swimming or hiking?
Can I choose both?
Yes, exactly. You can, okay. Definitely. And a little bit more subject questions. So top-down project planning or bottom-up project planning?
Well, there is no silver bullet, frankly speaking. It depends on so many factors. As of now, I would say it's bottom-up project planning.
Right.
But it's because of nature of the project that I'm running right now, you know.
Basically, that drives us to our technical conversation. And the first question I wanted to ask you, if you would choose one word to describe EPAM Portugal right now, what would that be?
Tricky point. But I do have answer. It would be development. And you know,
why?
You know, first of all, it's not like a development of let's, in the meaning of word, let's develop some product or something like this. It's in more, you know, like a broad sense of this word, not on the engineering part. First of all, Portugal is a relatively new location for EPAM. And because of this, we really need to develop location ourselves. We need to develop ourselves like engineers. We need to develop our location to become more and more attractive for customers and for global EPAM or big EPAM, as we call it. This kind of development, you know, it's like have so many directions. So it's just like a broad word development.
I love this. And I love this explanation, Leonid. Really, it's for a new location. It perfectly makes sense. And as you are mentioning, this growth and development. So could you tell us a little bit about the focus of EPAM Portugal right now and maybe some concrete expertise we are offering to our clients?
Yeah, sure. So let me start from expertise. Again, it's mostly related to the nature of our location. We're trying to focus on a seniors, the show is from expertise point. So from our standpoint, it will show to our customers that our location is trusted one. And we believe that thanks to their knowledges, expertise, all kind of skills like hard, soft skills, we can be able to accelerate and development of the location as well. And jumping to the first part of your question, in terms of, you know, like a tech focus, it definitely can be different areas like data integration, Java, JavaScript, data software engineering. Yeah, and as far as you're talking with me, it's for sure project and delivery management. And I would love to highlight that in general, like globally PAM and like PAM Portugal, we're trying to focus on industry trends. It's like big data, artificial intelligence, and cloud solutions.
And as you are a project manager yourself, and you were mentioning different projects and different priorities, so I couldn't but ask here how the projects are set up and structured, and what technologies IPAM utilizes in its projects?
Now, well, technology and tech directly depend on tasks that we're trying to solve. And for sure, it depends on our customers. So saying this, I mean, depending on what expertise they rely on our help and what particular goal we're resolving at the moment. But especially I mostly work it with a project where required skill set and technologies was maybe they were pretty regular, but anyway, it was Java, DevOps, .NET, JavaScript, and of course, QA, and quality assurance, mostly automation. But of course, the PAM technology stack is not limited to this. So we have so many different specialists in various directions. So it's really like a hundred directions of technology stacks. And regarding the structure of the project, again, it might vary from account to account, from project to project. And there is no, you know, like a strictly unified approach that we have to follow like a step by step. On some accounts, we are mirroring structure of the customer. On other, we can build our own structure. But at the same time, we have set of patterns or rules, if you will, that are the same for all accounts. First of all, I have to say that here in PAM, we are developing such approach when delivery unit, so someone who is doing, doing on-ground work, directly interacts with the business units. It's like a unit who helps to develop IPAM and our customers' business. And it seems to me this is exactly what allows us as a company, as a global IPAM, and each individual account to develop organically and to grow organically. Also, in each account, we have so-called core team. Usually, it's more or less small group of different specialists. Again, depending on project requirements or account requirements. But the main things that they are united by the one task, develop of delivery and engineering excellence. And thanks to this, development of the account occurs. And it's worth to highlight that anyone from account, anyone from those who are involved into day-by-day delivery, who have necessary skills and seniority can contribute to this core team. So it's not like a, you know, like a closed unit, but it's more like an open source where everybody is welcome.
I love that idea. So with the open source, it's a nice metaphor. I really feel that it's like that. You can really put your energy into a project and you can see the results. Thank you so much for mentioning it.
You're welcome. I'm just trying to be as open as possible and to give as much details as I can.
That's really great, because I think I would ask you here quite a personal question. So you're a member of a core team yourself. And how does it feel to, you know, force a collaboration among different teams? Because as you mentioned, there is no real pattern here, right? So according to the client's needs, according to the accounts, and how do you organize this collaboration between different teams?
Yeah, and you're right, there is no silver bullet for this, but from my side, I do have, some values in which I believe and which I promote. And from my standpoint, those values are helping to enhance collaboration between teams, and as far as teams, consist of people, they help to enhance collaboration between people as well. Not in order of importance, just in random order. So I would say one of these values is clear vision of a common goal. Understanding what is expected of each team and each particular team member to achieve result. So the main idea to hear is that we all have to be united by the common goal, and we should have again clear vision of this goal. The next value is culture of commitment, and it's really important. And this commitment is both personal and team commitment. So I do believe that each and every person involved in the project should follow his personal commitments, which in order allows to follow team's commitment. And if each and every team sharing this culture of commitment, as I stated previously, it helps to foster collaboration between teams. We know that we can trust to each and every other team. And saying about trust, I need to add next one value, which is really important from my standpoint. It's open communication. Again, it's culture of open communication between all team members, stakeholders, any experience, any seniority. So open communication is the key. For sure, there are some more values, such as professionalism and real opportunity for growth. So I do believe that when teams and people at the account see that they really can grow professionally, that their teammates are real professionals as well, it helps to unite them as a single core. Core is really important. Yeah, and for sure, culture of appreciate. It's when account appreciate contribution of each team and each particular employee to delivery, and when account encourages proactive team members, it's really important. And it's worth to mention that one more value, and maybe it will be the last, the last of those which I would love to mention. You know, it's like a spirit of competition between teams. It's we are working together, we're trying to achieve common goal, but this healthy spirit of competition is really important. And when team does everything to make others look up to them, and then some other team doing all their best demonstrating by own behavior that other team have to follow them, it's really important. So it's like a bit of gamification into day-by-day routine, if you like. Maybe that's
definitely it. I love that. So gamification, it's really in competitiveness. I think it really drives colleagues and really improves our performance. So basically, to summarize this up once again, so really, how does it feel for you to drive such successful teams?
I love this feeling. That's what I can say. You know, it's like being a part of result. It's It's really encouraging me. So that's it. I love this feeling.
So basically, you're very result oriented. So based on your values, it is the most important part that you really deliver the excellent result, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for catching this idea. It's really, really important, at least for me, you know, like to catch result.
You know, as you were sharing these values and this culture, I wanted to ask you here, EPAM Portugal is quite new. We discussed that with Andrea, this amazing team spirit and teams are working together. Are you planning to expand these values on the Portugal level, so on the country level? Are you planning some activities or initiatives to organize community events and to engage both professionals and enthusiasts in Portugal?
Yeah, definitely. And it needs to be told that we're already doing it. Maybe not that, you know, like huge steps, but every road started from the first step, from the small step.
Absolutely.
And we're already, you know, trying to conduct meetups. And it's not only for EPAMers. EPAMers is how we call people who are working at EPAM, you know. It's open community, and we already conduct several online sessions, and we're trying to promote them among EPAMers and not yet EPAMers. So we're moving forward with this approach.
I quote not yet EPAMers. Could you tell us, from your perspective, what makes a good candidate for EPAM Portugal, and how this not yet EPAMer could become an EPAMer of Portugal?
Taking in account what I told previously about our current focus, I would say that at the given moment, we are looking for high-skilled professionals. At the same time, moving forward, we are planning to look for young professionals and help them to develop themselves, to grow, and to make this happen, we'll have tons of instruments and tools and so on. But this is the plans for the future. And next important thing is readiness to development, again, this world development. If you're ready to develop yourself, if you're ready to invest time in self-education and in teaching other, mentoring other as needed, then you're definitely welcome to EPAM Portugal. Next, I would say, is readiness to take responsibility for the results and again, follow commitments. It's really important for us. And for sure, on top of this, we expect that those who would love to join EPAM, they now have this eager for technologies and that they have engineering DNA. Because as we say here in EPAM, we're engineering the future. So this is quite important for us.
And based on your experience as a lecturer in IT, I would ask you here, so what one advice would you give to someone who would like to join EPAM?
I don't have good advice here, but I have a call to action. Just do it. Just join EPAM. Follow us on EPAM.com. Look for us in LinkedIn. And welcome to join our engineering company and to share our values, to share our culture. We are really, really open for engineers.
Thank you so much, Leonid. It's been a pleasure to talk to you and to see EPAM Portugal through your eyes, through your perspective. And one last question. Do you prefer project kickoff meetings or daily stand-ups?
Where are we getting these tricky questions? I don't know.
It's my job. I've been preparing.
Yeah, sure. Well, I love both. Let me give you some words about this. You know, I love kickoff because it's like a start of the new road. It's like a new adventure is started. That's how I'm thinking about kickoff meetings. And I do love daily calls with the teams because it helps me to be closer to the teammates. It helps me to visualize how we're moving through this road, which was kickoffed at the kickoff meeting.
Thank you so much, Leonid, for this conversation. And be sure to check EPAM.com and browse through it to search for open positions at EPAM Portugal right now. And if you have any questions left for me or Leonid, feel free to reach out and ask in the comment section. And stay tuned for our next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.